Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
I'm kind of torn in this story. I don't know if you guys have seen this. It's happening in England, but I could see it happening right here on our own neck of the woods. A school is banning expensive coats, so they say poor kids don't feel bad. And you can join in this conversation, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Here's the story. A British high school has banned students from wearing, and Alex, tell me if you know any of these, because I'm the kid that like was, I don't know, I'm still poor. I never wear anything expensive. Their jacket's called Canada Goose and other designer winter coats in an attempt to poverty-proof its campus. Officials at Woodchurch High School in Northwest England notified families earlier this week that fancy parkas and outerwear will be prohibited from the campus once students return from their Christmas break. Now, most of these coats from Canada Goose and other celebrities that wear them go for about $1,000 or more.
Yeah, I know Canada Goose.
Okay, so that's like a popular brand then, like with celebrities and other people?
Yeah, I mean, it's very expensive. It's like over $1,000 for a coat.
I can't even pronounce some of these designers. Other ones that are on there to include is Moncler or Moncler?
Have you heard of that right there?
It's like the second paragraph. Moncler, M-O-N-C-L-E-R.
Moncler, Pyrenex. Yeah, I don't know those brands.
But okay, but and the point is these are fancy jackets that you're not going to get at your local store. So what do you think? Do you think this is a good idea? The school's trying to help out right there? And because that does happen in school. I remember, like, I wasn't made fun of. I got by. I was kind of like middle class, so nobody really made fun of me. We were able to get stuff, but kids do get made fun of for what they wear.
I don't know. It's like, I know that there are schools that also, you know, they did away with being able to wear what you want. You wear a uniform, so everybody's wearing the same thing. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know what it is? You know what I noticed growing up? Because I did both public school and private school for different stints of my life. And when you're going to a private school and you're all in the same uniform, then guess what? Then everybody, it's the coats or it's the purses or it's the shoes. Like, you know what I mean? There's always going to be something that is a status symbol that kids are going to, you know, bully each other over and fight over. Whether you ban, you know, if you ban the coats, then there's going to be the hats, the winter hats. Who is the coolest winter hat? Who is
so
this?
You say no matter like, what, something's going to be made fun of.
I think no matter what, lunch boxes, no matter what, kids are going to make fun of something, number one. Number two, I don't get like, well, now we're just going to ban it. It's like, that doesn't do anything to help poverty-ridden students. Like, why not do a coat drive or do something
so
else?
They all
like,
have $1,000 coats?
Well, you know what you could do is that you could ask kids to that your last year's coat or, you know, a couple years ago, if you're not wearing it, why don't we all donate them? And then they can do an anonymous shop where after school hours, kids can make an appointment to shop by themselves so no one knows who's going, and they get to go and they get to pick out one of those nice coats that one of the richer students, you know, doesn't need anymore. That's still in good condition. It's like, I feel like there's other ways to rectify this problem than to just say, well, we're gonna ban this clothing item, or we're not gonna say this word anymore. We're gonna do this. Like, none of this stuff is productive.
My gerbil tube idea, which everybody has mocked and made fun of, still would work in the situation. And that's where everywhere where you live is connected, kind of like gerbil tubes or hamster tubes. So you'd be like warm and insulated. You wouldn't have to go outside at all.
Why don't they also have like a coat drive to where the kids who can't afford the $1,000 jackets, their parents can donate for the kids that are like poverty stricken and like struggle to buy coats, that like the kids with the $1,000 coats, their parents can donate money so then they can buy nice coats. I mean, not $1,000 coats, but nice coats so those kids are warm. Also, I went to private school my entire life and we wore uniforms my entire life, and it wasn't so much just so like kids wouldn't feel bad if like other people had nicer things. It's pretty much just so like there weren't any distractions as far as like what you're wearing, so girls wouldn't get in trouble for wearing shorts that were too short, or like guys weren't focusing on like their trends or whatever. It's just kind of so like you go to school and your focus is on school, not like what you're wearing in fashion.
I don't think it's a terrible idea that you bring up, Live the Web Girl, about maybe having the parents donate those jackets. But then, you know what, as Alex brought up, it's like, haha, you're wearing Alex's old jacket. Like, I feel like somebody will somehow get made fun of that too.
There's always going to be something.
Kids are mean. That's that. That's not going to change. But like, kids are just mean. Like, they'll find something to make fun of other kids for.
All right. Well, then what do we think should happen here? Because obviously this is what school is doing. The number 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Also on social media, you can send us a tweet. It's @JoeAndAlexShow. Pork chop.
I'm kind of with Liv because I went to private school my whole life as well, like private high school too, and we had to wear a uniform, and jackets were banned, hats were banned. So there was really nothing to make. I mean, I think I got made fun of because I didn't do my hair.
So like, some things never change.
At that point, I learned, okay, I got to do my hair now. But I mean, I thought it was good. I mean, if there was a coat drive, like hell yeah, I'd be up in there. I'd be like, give me a coat shoot. Like I always had like the dumbest coats.
Like, well, okay, I had the starter jackets, which were legit. If you got made fun of for a starter jacket, you were being player hated on. I'm just throwing that out right now, okay? All right, we'll take your calls and your social media next here on the Joe and Alex Show. Okay, let's talk to Tamara on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up? What do you want to say?
Yeah, I have the perfect solution. Every time the child bullies, they should be fined. Fine the parents. Parents will get tired of paying after a while. After the third offense, make them start doing some form of community service.
Okay, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea.
I think they could like pay for all the school bills then, because that would never stop. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. We also got Monica. Hey, Monica, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up?
Hey, not too much. But I'm a teacher. Granted, I work with younger kids. But the whole reason why we send our students to school is so that they'll learn something. So if we don't actually teach them the problem behind it, they're not going to change their ways. They're going to continue to bully unless we tell them why it's wrong for them to make fun of kids that can't afford these $1,000 coats.
Well, Monica, as a teacher, do you see this on some sort of level where kids are getting made fun of because they don't have as nice of a jacket?
Well, I work with like 5-year-olds. So,
okay, they don't even know, I mean, do they?
There's some level of bullying, but it's not usually because of the kind of clothes they wear, but how they behave or if they look different. So there's still bullying involved, but it's not at this level yet.
All right, hey, thank you for sharing, and also thanks for teaching the young ones out there.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. I could never be a teacher, man. I'd be getting sick all the time. Oscar, we'll take one call with you and then kind of wrap things up. What do you think?
I think the school should just kind of stay out of it. I mean, when these kids get out into the real world, nobody's going to be there banning the things that they want.
That's
or
true.
The things that are too expensive.
Yeah.
And I think the coat drive is also kind of a bad idea because if these kids are really that poverty-stricken, their parents probably have better things to worry about than an expensive coat. And it should come to teach their kids to quit worrying about the material things that the other kids have and just be happy, you know, what they have and that the material things aren't that expensive.
All right, cool, Oscar. Your phone's kind of cutting out right there. We need to upgrade your phone. I hate to shame you right there, but we need to get you an expensive phone because that one's not working. No, I'm kidding. Hey, thanks for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex Show. Live the Web Girl, what do we got on our social media?
Nicole says, this breaks my heart. I was made fun of for my clothes a lot growing up. What I think needs to be done is teaching children more about donating and charities to see there are people worse off than them. Children need to learn about this young to teach compassion.
All right, cool. If you couldn't get through, let us know on our social media. It's @Joe and Alex Show.